This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, and Schneps, S-C-H-N, like November, E-P-P-S, nursing home, fax 989-681-3781, regarding George Edgar, E-D-G-A-R, date of birth 7/29 of 1936. Dear Dr. Murray and sirs at Schneps Nursing Home, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Edgar. He was admitted to Schneps Nursing Home May 29th of 2024, and reportedly he is expected to be require long-term care and not to return to his home. He's very sleepy, and he had lost 38 pounds since his last visit on January 30th of 2024. The nurse reports he does have mild confusion intermittently. He's very hard of hearing, sometimes uncooperative, and that does resolve if he's allowed to rest and if he's given enough time to wake up. But he is eating well, and she believes he's starting to gain weight since he's been admitted. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does still have a Foley catheter that seems to be producing adequate amounts of urine. He doesn't complain of chest pain. He has dyspnea on exertion and no edema. Medications. He's on allopurinol, 100 milligram daily, amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 20 milligram daily, glaucoma eye drops, finasteride, 5 milligram daily. Synthroid, 175 microgram daily, Remeron, 7.5 milligram at bedtime. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram three times a day. And torsamide, 20 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 246.2 pounds, pulse 64, and blood pressure 149 over 69. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 31st of 2024. Creatinine is 3.01. Estimated GFR is 19. Sodium, 140. Potassium, 4.5. Carbon dioxide, 19. Albumin, 3.4. Calcium, 9.0. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin, 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He's been experiencing progressive weakness, and therefore he's admitted to Schneps Nursing Home for long-term care. 2, urinary retention with Foley catheter in place. 3, congestive heart failure with atrial fibrillation. And 4, hypertension. We would like to continue monthly lab studies. He should follow a low-salt diet and limit fluids to 56 ounces in 24 hours. All routine medications should be continued, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.